97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
You don't want to be that one generation that everybody's complaining about 20, 25 years from now. I'm like, how did those idiots allow that to happen in our country? You know what I'm saying?
Let's be honest, millennials are already that generation that people complain about, so we don't want to add something else to it.
It's more like if you don't vote, then where do you get the balls to complain about anything when it comes to politics and legislation? Now you can complain about other things in your life, but not things that you just chose not to be a part of.
Exactly. So tomorrow, election day, but something that's going to be on it that's very interesting is this. Imagine never losing an hour of sleep in the spring. Because in the spring, we go forward an hour, right?
Spring forward, yeah.
Or imagine never having to change your clock. Like right now, maybe your stereo clock is just like mine. It's an hour ahead, and it's probably going to stay like that till March. Okay. And I have to do the math every time I get in and freak out.
Everyone's microwave is correct half the year.
Yeah, so true.
All right, but Prop 7 is offering this. Basically, it's going to be on your ballot tomorrow. And if you vote yes on it, you will give our state of California the power to potentially change the whole situation if they want to, all right? If you vote no, then the time change situation stays as is, all right? So that's basically yes is saying, yo, let's not spring forward anymore. Let's leave it as is. And then if you say no, we will keep spring forward, all right? That's the battle going on right now. We'd love to know what your thoughts are on this. Do you think we should keep the whole spring forward or take it away? 877-971-HITS. Interesting. The con about eliminating time change, according to some research, is that crime would rise about 7% because when we spring forward, there's more light out during the summer, and criminals apparently don't like the light.
Well, it's easier to see them in their criminal activities.
Yeah.
They like under the guise of darkness.
A pro about eliminating the whole time change situation is this. This is so interesting, guys. So when we spring forward in March and we lose an hour of sleep, research has shown an uptick in car crashes.
Wow.
And heart attacks in days after, because you lose that hour, 1 hour of sleep, you're stressed out, you're trying to figure it all out, your biological clock is all off and whatnot. I wish I could be a kid and not care. Like Ariela, my daughter, she woke up at like whatever time in her clock says, you know, at 5 a.m. Dad?
You're like, no.
Yeah.
See, I think here's the thing, like, I think eliminating daylight savings time, it may not be a big deal in Southern California, but as you head farther north, like days get shorter in the wintertime, even more like Washington needs daylight saving time to go back and forth. If that's a problem, the whole like biological clock thing in the spring, then put on the ballot, let's all take Monday off on spring forward so we can adjust.
Recover day.
Right.
But remember, this is only for California. So I know you're bringing up the point about up north and whatnot, but I know it gets a little bit, you know, California's a big state.
Well, it's a long state, man. It goes all the way up to the border of Oregon. What I want to see on the ballot is legalizing. We can all slap people who want to correct you smugly. It's daylight saving time, Brian.
There's no S on it.
It's not saving time. It's saving. All right, Einstein, you smarty pants. Why do we have it? That's not my specialty. I just know it doesn't have an S.
That voice you're doing.
Smug voice.
I sent in my, I did a ballot yesterday, mail-in ballot. So I voted yesterday. I actually voted yes on Proposition 7. And I think the reason why, I think it'd be interesting for me, my family lives in Michigan. And I just think it would be so interesting for half of the year to only be on a 2-hour time difference because like it's already hard enough to keep in touch, like to keep in touch with them and stay on schedule and catch up and stuff. So I think that would be really interesting. And also when I was doing it though, so now we were kind of talking about it in studio. I don't like when it's dark, gets dark late or earlier. So like when you leave work at 5, I hate when it's dark.
It's already
happening. That's kind of why I also wanted. I was like, I like it to be lighter, longer, lighter, later.
And that's a shock, right? Like yesterday at 5 p.m. it felt like it was 10. You're like, wait, what's going on? You know? So shoot us a call or a text, 877-971-HITS. So what are our texts saying, Brian?
What's funny is I love the text message because it illustrates this entire issue. Everyone just votes, like, thinks about it from such a selfish perspective about how it affects their life.
Hey.
Like, we got one from the 949. Yes, eliminated. As a parent to 4 young boys, spring forward is the bane of my existence. Screw you, spring forward. From the 562. I have mixed feelings about this proposition today, but today I didn't look like a lunatic running late, dropping my kids off at school. At least for a week, I'll look like a normal person.
Shout out to everybody that was an hour early today.
Yeah.
And they've never been an hour early.
Oh.
Like for me, always on Latino time.
The worst time ever. I remember when I was about 12 years old, my dad took us to church and he didn't realize it was fall back, so we had an extra hour, and we got to church an hour early, and I'm telling you, man, it felt like 10 hours early. I was just sitting in a pew, just staring at the floor, just seething with anger at my father.
It's so funny. I met up with my my friends who have a one-year-old baby yesterday, yeah. And I was like skipping to like meet them for a smoothie because I had an extra hour's sleep, and I sit down with them, and they're both like, we're exhausted. Yeah. They're like, Peter got up like same time. She's like, so we're so tired. She's like, and we're just trying to get through this day. It's long. A longer day. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's rough.
Kids' biological clocks, they don't have any mechanism to change it. It just stays. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you want to eliminate time change or daylight saving time or keep it as is?
I want to eliminate it.
So you're voting yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like you want to lose an hour of sleep, definitely.
Yeah, she sounds tired right now.
Yeah. Wait, and we gained an hour of sleep.
Tell us why.
No.
What's your reasoning?
Well, because for one, like, I think I'm my better self at night when it gets dark. The people are better. The clubs stay open. The, you know, the bars are open. The darkness equals, like, it equates to freedom for me. So, like, I'm my best self because, like, the, you know, the freaks come out at night. You know what I mean? So it's like, hey,
so
we have more nighttime.
You're a vampire.
Right.
Pretty, yeah.
She wants to get.
I was going to say that, but I was like, you might think I'm crazy.
She wants to.
Well.
She wants to eliminate just all daylight activities. Like, let's just start the workday at 6 p.m.
She's like, people look better at night.
I don't know if I can agree with
that
you.
That too.
I don't know if I can agree with you with that the good people come out at night. Because I feel like I have always have the weirdest experiences at night with people at clubs. Like,
yeah, but that's fun though, right?
Well, I didn't say the best, but I know that they're more fun. They are definitely more fun at night.
Define good. Better people, right? Michelle, thank you for calling in. Appreciate you. Hopefully you have fun tonight when it gets dark.
Thank you. I will. Thank you so much.
Later, bye. Stacy from Lake Balboa, good morning.
Hi. Oh my gosh, I've never called you guys ever before.
Well, congratulations. You made it.
Hi.
Stacy, do you want to eliminate daylight saving? Meaning, let's eliminate any type of changing times throughout the year or keep it as is?
I think we need to keep it as is, as much as I can't stand the whole dark in the morning, dark in the night thing. When you think about it beyond like our own selfish reasons, you know, like being able to contact people or, you know, being home when it's still light.
Yeah.
You think about kids who are going to school in the dark and those children that just got hit and killed.
I think
making that situation worse, definitely. I read the ballot measure, and when I first read it, I was on board for that completely. And thinking about like the heart attack risk and all of the health issues that they brought up, like you mentioned the research.
Right.
But then I read the other side, and, you know, in light of recent events, I think dark an hour later in the morning. Mm.
Yeah, because last week, a lot of parents were taking their kids to school in the dark. You know what I'm saying? Right now, obviously, it's a little more daylight.
That is a great point. This year especially, there's been in the news a good 4 or 5 last week where somebody driving, and it might be distracted driving, higher rates of that, and darkness at the same time. But, man, that's a point that's really interesting because I didn't think of that one.
Stacy, I appreciate you, first of all, listening to the show. Second of all, calling in for the very first time. Please call in more often.
Yeah.
You're, like, really smart.
Yeah, so good to talk to you.
Valid points. It's strange.
Not that our other callers aren't. Everybody's really engaging and smart, but this was an interesting angle you brought to the table. So thank you, Stacy.
Have a great day. Thank you. Bye.
Daniel from Watts, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Daniel. Should we eliminate time change, aka daylight saving, or keep things as is?
I think keep it as is. I voted already through the mail, and I put no because, I don't know, I just feel like it would be much better to keep it so that way the year won't feel like really long.
Some change in your life. I love
spice it.
Spice
it up.
Right, dude. It gets boring, man.
It's like comparing quarter system in college to semester system.
Yes.
This is so interesting, right? The way people vote, depending on how their life has been affected by it. Thank you, Daniel. Yeah. Appreciate your vibe, man. Have a great week.
No problem. Likewise.
So basically, Daniel wants an outfit change for the year. Like, you've been wearing the same clothes all year.
Shake it up. We're getting a lot of texts about the health risk thing, which is something I never thought of, but you know, we spring forward. We were talking earlier that, you know, people can have heart attacks and things like that. Listen, if springing forward is the reason you had a heart attack, something was gonna get you anyway. Like,
gosh,
1 hour change, you're gonna blame that. You were on your way out as it is.
Don't blame it on daylight saving. Blame it on those French fries you keep crushing, right? Regardless, familia, get out and vote tomorrow. It's part of your legacy. How do you want our generation to be remembered? Your vote is your voice. 97.1
Amp Radio.